thing about to happen at the White House. On Lisa Brady, Fox News. It's a visit from a new European leader at a time of high tension between the West and Russia. Fox's Jared Halpern with more on this. The German Chancellor
Olaf Scholz meets with President Biden for the first time since taking office in December, and his NATO allies are trying to come together on a response to Russia's military buildup on the Ukrainian border. President Biden is vowing unprecedented economic sanctions if Russia invades Ukraine. That could include blocking the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, sending Russian natural gas to Germany. The Biden administration has said it is trying to find alternative sources of energy to help meet Europe's demand. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The U.S. and EU Energy Council meeting today at the State Department and accusing Russia of using energy supplies as a weapon.
As the International Energy Agency has noted, Russia's state-owned companies are currently holding back natural gas supplies, the same supplies that could ease the record high prices the European people are currently facing.
But Secretary of State Antony Blinken also says Ukraine's energy grid is now ready to connect to Europe's grid. More COVID restrictions are ending in more places, though the CDC is holding off on new guidelines for now.
Governors from both parties have been pressing the Biden administration to set guidelines for moving out of a pandemic stage and into an endemic stage of living with COVID. New daily COVID cases continue their downward trend. However, deaths are averaging 2,400 per day. That's roughly equivalent to the number of U.S. service members who lost their lives over the course of the entire war in Afghanistan.
Fox's Jonathan Sary, the New Jersey governor's office confirming he plans to end a statewide mask mandate for schools and childcare centers March 7th. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Another man accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan's governor in 2020 over pandemic restrictions agrees to plead guilty.
The federal trial of five men accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer will now move forward against four of the men in March. An attorney for 27-year-old Caleb Franks has filed his plea agreement in federal court in Grand Rapids, saying he knowingly and willingly joined the plot and will plead guilty. This after months of effort to argue that Franks had been entrapped and that certain evidence should be allowed in to support that claim. Those efforts have been denied. Attorneys for the other defendants continue to insist that the men wouldn't have talked about kidnapping had undercover agents not pushed them in that direction. A sixth man pleaded guilty last year and was sentenced to more than 6 years in prison. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Jury selection underway in the federal hate crimes trial of the three men already convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia. Greg and Travis McMichael and their neighbor, William Roddy Bryan, chased Arbery down in pickup trucks, claiming they thought he was a burglary suspect as he was jogging through their neighborhood. Federal prosecutors say the three white defendants targeted Arbery because he was black. Legendary R&B singer Syl Johnson has died. He was 85.
His family issuing a statement saying, "It is with extreme sadness that our family announces the passing of soul and blues Hall of Fame legend Syl Johnson," adding, quote, "Dad, brother, grandfather, great-grandfather, uncle, friend, and artist. He lived his life as a singer, musician, and entrepreneur who loved black music." Born Sylvester Thompson, the singer is remembered for his work in the 60s and 70s, with his single Different Strokes having been sampled by a slew of hip-hop artists. artists. The soul singer was also the focus of a documentary called Syl Johnson, Any Way the Wind Blows.
Fox's Lauren Faulkner. Wall Street right now, the Dow's down 2 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.